Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm telling you, these are some amazing days, isn't it, John?
Yes, we're getting close to the end here.
It really is. And there's going to be a millennial reign, 1,000 years, mm-hmm. but the church is going to be taken away at some particular point. And I read somewhere in Thessalonica, it talks about the last trumpet sounds and that there's seven trumpets talked about in the book of Revelation.
Yes.
So we're going to be around for a little bit.
Thessalonians,
yeah. So you think about that, you think, this is happening right here. It's happening in our very own eyes right now.
Yes.
It's happening right this moment.
And most people don't even know what's happening.
Yeah. And it's like, but we're going to talk about it right now. This, as a matter of fact, this is another thing. That was the global government summit taking place in Dubai. But they're talking about, and they continue to interview, this is the governments of the world interviewing Elon Musk, who just came from China.
And who's the founder of SpaceX, who wants to explore Mars.
He wants to actually put a colony on Mars. But now they're talking about massive unemployment taking place because of technology taking people's place. Let's join Elon now at the summit.
I think maybe these things do play into each other a little bit. But what to do about mass unemployment? This is going to be a massive social challenge. And I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income. I don't think we're going to have a choice. Universal basic income. I think it's going to be necessary.
So it means that unemployed people will be paid across the globe.
Yeah.
Because there is no job. Machine, robot is taking over.
There will be fewer and fewer jobs that a robot cannot do better.
Okay.
And I want to be clear that these are not things that I think that I wish would happen. These are simply things that I think probably will happen. If my assessment is correct and they probably will happen, then we need to say, what are we going to do about it? And I think some kind of a universal basic income is going to be necessary. Now, the output of goods and services will be extremely high. So with automation, there will come abundance. Almost everything will get very cheap.
This is amazing. Think about it. Global unemployment, massive unemployment's coming. He said there's no job that robots and computers can't do better. And this is Elon, who's all about probabilities.
Yes.
And he's saying that that this is not something I wish is going to happen. This is something that probably is definitely
going to happen.
I'm using the word definitely, but when he's preparing like this and putting everything forward, yeah. including investing $1 billion in organizations to try to prevent AI, this is something else that this man said. Elon Musk made this statement. He said traditional artificial intelligence, and that's what we're talking about today, is computers and that type of thing, being pursued as it is now is like summoning a demon. Mm. I mean, that man just said that. And so he's trying to break it up because you have one or two companies that are controlling.
Yeah.
You know, you have Google and DeepThink and a couple Apple probably that have these companies right here. But we're in a major, major...
When you're talking about artificial intelligence and robots, we're actually talking about robot systems that are intelligent. They're learning at an increased rapid speed. Some of the technology now, it's going to look very appealing because they're going to have, instead of a human being on the front lines of a battlefield, they're actually going to have a mechanic robot soldier.
Right.
And so some of these things may have some appeal to us, but in the end, what's going to happen?
And they're talking about a universal pay going out. And this is some of the things that the candidate Hillary Clinton, when she was running, some of the things she alluded to, some of the things that Vice President Biden, who was vice president in the previous administration, he says, go learn how to play the guitar, and this is what he was talking, they're kind of get us into the system. And we have a mercy stop. This is a mercy stop, what's taking place right now. You know, and I believe it's because of what America has to do with Israel, how we can help Israel. So we need to really pay attention because the world's going in. As a matter of fact, we'll be talking about Barcelona, Spain.
Yes.
Where they had a meeting with the mobile phone technology companies, leaders, and the mobile phone is what they're using to be able to build this global brain-like stuff. So the big thing that you know, he's talking about replacing employment. And how many young people today, if you told them they did not, I'm talking about 30 and below.
Oh, yeah.
That you didn't have to work, but we would just pay you so you can play your games, the digital games, mm-hmm. and be in the virtual land and do this kind of stuff. It'd be a very high percentage that would say, we need to do that. But Elon said, he said, which is very important, and I really appreciate his honesty in this, he says, but our concern is, how will they find their value? How will they, their intrinsic value is found from work.
Right.
It's found from work. And that reminds me of Ecclesiastes 2:24, John. You know, you can read that to us right there if you want to, but that's it's God designed it. It's a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their work and toil, or their toil. Mm-hmm. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. So when you see somebody replacing your work, for example, if your parents aren't telling you, you need to go out and cut some yards, or them, you know, I'm sorry, but personal, but they're telling you to go out and get a job, they're taking away what God's designed you to find value and yes. worth in that.
Being empowered.
Being empowered by that, because it's good. It's a design from God. You're such an intelligent human being, how God's created you, creation, that you have to be busy creating your things the way that...
And God's produces has made us to produce fruits and live a productive, fruitful life. It's all part of it.
You know, and men, you know, men and women, if most men, when they lose their job, they're fighting for their identity back,
yeah.
and they have to restructure themselves. And imagine a mass unemployment taking place. And that's why, according to Glenn Beck on The Blaze, they were talking about that Silicon Valley said to them, their biggest concerns is that the reaction of this massive unemployment, that people start heading to Silicon Valley with pitchforks and some other device. I don't know what he said.
Can you imagine millions of people being
idle? We don't condone that,
doing nothing? No, we don't.
No.
Can you imagine this idleness will be rampant?
Well, I can do that. 30 and below, I can see a lot of that happening now that's where socialism comes in, and which is a distribution of resources, and communism.
Yeah.
But they're talking world government, John. World government. The first thing I said when we launched our internship program here at VFN TV, and I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet thought about being an intern, think about being in television. I mean, not just every now and then, but every single day. You can be a part of this program and learning how to use those tools. And this is the communication techniques for the future. We're finding out, at least for a little bit. So you can join the internship by going to VFNTV.com, go to the contacts, and just let us know. It tells you how to do that. But they're saying very specifically, the first thing I said to our interns was that your generation, you're going to have to understand the difference between man and machine, because they're going to merge them together.
Mm.
This is part of recorded prophecy I'm telling these guys and ladies. And so it's here. They're called cyborgs when you merge technology together. Listen to what Elon Musk talks about, cyborgs.
I mean, I do think that there's a potential path here which is... And we're really getting into science fiction or create advanced science stuff. But having some sort of merger with biological intelligence and machine intelligence. To some degree, we are already a cyborg. You think of the digital tools that you have, your phone, your computer, the applications that you have, like the fact that, as I was mentioning earlier, you can ask a question and instantly get an answer from Google or from other things. And so you already have a digital tertiary layer. I say tertiary because you can think of the limbic system, kind of the animal brain or the primal brain, and then the cortex, kind of the thinking, planning part of the brain, and then your digital self as a third layer. So you already have that, and it's like if somebody dies, their digital ghost is still around. You know, all of their emails and the pictures that they posted and the social media, that still lives even if they're physical, if they died. So over time, I think we'll probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence. And it's mostly about the bandwidth, the speed of the connection between your brain and your digital extension of yourself. Particularly output. Output, if anything, is getting worse. You know, we used to have keyboards that we'd use a lot. Now we do most of our input through our thumbs on a phone. And that's just very slow. A computer can communicate at a trillion bits per second, but your thumb can maybe do, I don't know, 10 bits per second or 100 if you're being generous. So some high bandwidth interface to the brain, I think, will be something that helps achieve a symbiosis and between human and machine intelligence, and maybe solves the control problem and the usefulness problem.
So he's talking about the problem is we're just too slow because our thumbs, because you used to type with all your fingers.
Yes.
I remember my dad typing years ago. He's going like, boom, 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 like, dad. And now here we are. The whole world's typing with two thumbs. And he says we're like 10 bits a second. We can do 10 bits a second. I'm sure the younger people can do more than that, right?
Sure.
But the computer can do 1 trillion bits per second. 1 trillion.
Amazing.
And so you have Ray Kurzweil talking about he's already working on a cortex, which is that part of the brain, how to grow biological tissue with the processor of a chip together, and so they can communicate to each other.
So you can connect the brain actually to the internet, right?
So yeah, and so you would search Google like this.
Yeah.
Mm. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think it.
Well, think about Google Glass with the glasses
well,
and all that.
Well, this is like Google in your head.
Oh, yes, it's beyond that.
Yeah, yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.